Hunters registered around 42,000 turkeys in April and May. That's 4,000 more than last spring. Department of Natural Resources upland wildlife ecologist Krista McGinley says it's surprising because biologists worried deep snow and extreme cold would lead to die-offs.
We did have some verified reports of underweight and dead turkeys in the far northern counties right around February and March, but we weren't sure until the snow melted how widespread it was.
But judging by the overall harvest, McGinley says turkeys seem to have done well.
I was honestly expecting a lower than usual harvest just because we figured maybe there aren't going to be as many birds on the ground, but pleasant surprise.
There are other factors playing into the increased turkey harvest, though. McGinley says a big one is hunter effort. She says nearly the same number of licenses were sold last year, but there may have been fewer hunters in the field.
Last year, we had that really late spring, and it was cold, and it was snowing, and it was windy, and you had to be pretty dedicated to want to get out in the field. Hunter effort, for sure, was way down.
McGinley says the DNR isn't likely to increase the number of turkey tags available to hunters next spring, but she says it could make for a good fall season.
We're pretty optimistic, but a big part of the fall season is how many birds get recruited into the population from this year's breeding season.
She says warm, dry weather will be a big help to young turkey broods this summer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.